changing conditions. How are you in this moment with conditions as they are? With what has come to be? What is happening for you in this moment? Are you aware? And allowing that awareness to hold whatever is already here. On a retreat of this length, conditions change quite dramatically at times. Sometimes from external conditions, external situations. Sometimes from internal shifts. Being aware when those shifts happen and not resisting that. This is the nature of experience. Sometimes shifts are more obvious than others. And it can startle us. Shake us up a little bit. That startledness, that being shaken up, is usually connected to some shaking up of a belief. Some shaking up of an assumption. Often an assumption of permanent, reliable, controllable. And so whatever, however you are in this moment, how are you with that? If the mind is at ease, know that. And receive what's here within that way of being. If there is a sense of unsettledness, a feeling of energy, of needing to do something, know that. For now, in this period. Right now, in this moment, we can simply watch, be with how we are. We do not know what is going to happen, even in the very next moment. Can the mind open to that truth? And recognize its response, which may change and shift. Fear, confusion, anxiety, okayness, compassion. There is nothing outside of the realm of the Dharma. As we run into reactivity, struggle, resistance, holding on to whatever is happening, that experience in relationship to the meeting of some truth. Embedded within whatever reactivity relationship is happening is a misunderstanding and a taking of something to be reliable or controllable, and having actually that, or permanent, and having that kind of pointed out to us, not so. And so these moments of suffering are a pointer to the truth, pointer to these deep truths. When our heart is willing to meet them, meet this experience of suffering, it's a doorway to deeply touch those truths. It's not a mistake. This is the nature of life, of experience. And also connected to that reactivity or suffering or struggle is this deep wish to be safe, to be happy, to be healthy. And this mind not quite getting or understanding that these wishes, which seem to be in conflict with these truths, that the mind can actually hold these wishes, this wish for metta. This is a wholesome wish, this wish for safety, for happiness. We might struggle with the juxtaposition of these deep wishes with these inherent, these truths of impermanent, unreliable, uncontrollable. We might think, feel, believe at some level, well, if things really are this unreliable, then I shouldn't want to be safe or happy. It's not a valid wish. But it is a valid wish. It is the wish of love, of metta, the wish to be free from suffering, of compassion. And it is possible for the heart to hold both that wish for love, for well-being, for health, for safety, for ourselves, for all beings, and to hold a deep understanding of these truths simultaneously, without conflict. Our heart can stretch. To hold both. And so the touching into any kind of suffering is a pointer, is a doorway to that wisdom, and it's also a doorway to really touch into this nature of our hearts to connect and to love. Whatever suffering we are having is bound up with truth and love. Can we open the truth and love that are there.